Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sean and RJ here on your home of America's team. We have been the Cowboys Station since we first started over a decade ago. And one of the main benefits, the Hall of Fame owner and general manager, Jerry Jones, who joins us every Tuesday at this time, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Peyton is still on hold with Jerry's office. Maybe they're working on something. And I want to know how often Jerry texts. Any of these deals get done over text message, or is it all a phone call?
Oh, I imagine there's plenty.
Has Jerry ever used an emoji? They got KNC Masterpiece playing right now with Stephen Jones with the Cowboys in the deadline.
Jerry is an emoticon guy, 100%.
Emoticon?
Yeah. That's what? the semicolon, right parentheses for a smiley face.
Ah.
You know, that's the emoticon, right? That's the old phone before you had emojis. That's an emoticon, guys. Jerry's definitely an emoticon, dude.
Let's bring him in. Jerry Jones on the Diamond Factory Hotline with the Cowboys at 6-2 during the bye week. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Sean, RJ, good to be on. And, boy, this is a good way to enjoy an off week. But, man, the way we're playing, it makes me kind of miss it.
Yeah.
Like to maybe be going a little bit, but I'm proud to have this break.
Yeah, is it a good time for the bye with the way that you're playing versus, you know, some guys that may be dinged up a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know how you could have planned it better than to get this break at what is the halfway point, because of 17, there's no halfway. But still, and it hit us right. We've got some things that we'd like to take a break on as far as some nicks and bruises. But so it hit us at a good time, and we'll open up on the road and after a good home run. So, yeah, I like the timing of it.
What would you have said after Tampa? And I said, Jerry, don't worry. You're going to be 6-2 at the bye week. What would you have said?
Well, I just would have probably let that go right over my head, because – really the focus was on what are we going to do at quarterback, and that was a bitter pill, really, when you think about it, coming right out of your first game. We didn't exactly light it up our first game in a lot of areas, and so it was a down time. But let's give Cooper Rush his due here. He came in there and steadied the ship. Great job was done by Mike McCarthy, our coaching staff, that really made the adjustments. And so we're a better team for that. That's hard to think about, but we are a better team, and I wouldn't ever recommend it for a way to get to the halfway point.
Jerry Jones here on Sean and RJ, 105 through the Fan. Let's talk about this offensive performance against Chicago. We thought Dak looked spectacular. Offensive line was awesome, and obviously Tony Pollard did his thing. The receivers and the tight ends. It was just a fantastic offensive performance, was it not, Jerry?
Yeah, let's give our kudos to the offensive line, the protection. That was really good. One of the things that Zeke's absent worried us the most about was the protection of the passing game. We executed that beautifully. I thought our offensive line, had as good a game as I've seen them have in a couple of seasons almost. But thought we played well there. I really liked the way we used our tight ends in this game. And, of course, Dak was getting that ball out quick. He was getting that ball out on the move for the most part. So it opened it up, and we got it going. But again, Tony Pollard made a lot happen. And so I think we've got to remember that. He creates opportunities, breaks tackles, that quickness, that burst that he has, and really adds to our run game. You look at all of that, and that's the best we've done.
Jerry, do you see Pollard right now as a better runner than Zeke?
No, a different runner than Zeke, and that's almost trite to say. Pick your poison. Zeke is so punishing, as we all know. That takes its toll. But you want the benefit of the run game apart from having to adjust to stop it, which opens up the passing game. Apart from that, there's the physicalness of the run game. And now that does take its toll. And so if you can establish that with the physicality that goes with it, then you've got a good chance to be at the end of that ball game to be more dominant.
Jerry, do you guys have kind of a ceiling on Pollard's carries where you would feel uncomfortable with him carrying it like 17, 18, 19 times versus 14?
He hasn't done that, and we certainly went into the game thinking percentage-wise he'd have lesser carries early to kind of save his energy. But I've never seen his energy diminish, and so I don't know what his, quote, a pitch count would be if you just turned him loose and let him have as many snaps as you could. But I haven't seen him tail off in any way with his with the thing at his trademark, and that's his burst. And that breaks tackles, that that quickness that he makes his cut with almost in midair. I'm not seeing that diminish with more carries. But we haven't had him carry the ball over, 16, 17, 18 times.
Jerry, there's sort of a newer school theory that pass blocking for a running back is as valuable or more valuable than running the ball for a running back. Do you agree with that philosophy? And is that part of the reason why Zeke is still the premier guy?
Well, it's always been underappreciated. Now, it's not underappreciated when you see who makes the team and when you see younger backs come in and have to handicap them because they don't have the nuances of the blocking down. But when you see it done right, and that's Zeke, when you see it done right, you realize how important it is. And of course, all you have to do is look at what happened to us with Dak's thumb. And you can see how important it possibly could be. And it is a big part. Running back is a big part of the protection of the quarterback.
Jerry Jones with us every Tuesday on Sean and RJ as the Cowboys are 6-2 during the bye week here on 105.3 The Fan. How are you feeling this morning about NFL trade deadline day? Is it any different feeling from years past? Are the phones a little bit more active or no?
Well, we've got some things, I'll use the mildew and around, that could have some interest. These things come quick when they happen. And so from that standpoint, it'll be a long few hours here. Not long, but it will be potentially a little lull and then a lot of feverish activity if we really get going. But we've got some things we're entertaining.
Jerry, we're not going to ask you about specific moves, but just in terms of the opportunity, we're salivating. The fan base is salivating. We're saying the NFC is wide open. You got a championship-level defense. Your offense can run it. Your offense can throw it. This is it. This is the opportunity. This is the window. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. On the other hand, it never works for you if it doesn't come to you. If it doesn't come to you. This is an area where aggressiveness, trying to go after and make something happen, just because of what you outlined, we should be doing something, that doesn't work. It's got to come to you, but we've got some things that are coming our way.
Jerry, what do you say to the narrative? Yeah, Jerry may be aggressive and love trading, but it won't happen because Steven is a little bit more conservative. That he's not as aggressive as Jerry. What would you say to that?
I think you've got that exaggerated on both ends. I'm not as aggressive as I'm portrayed, and Steven is not as conservative as he's portrayed. It's somewhere in the middle, and it's a good middle.
Good answer. Thank you for that.
Jerry, Des Bryant said that this is the best team since the 90s. Do you see that?
Well, I get in trouble every time you make these comparisons. But I like the mix of youth and the mix of the youth with the veteran players. And I like the talent, and I like the fact that we've got it probably leaning in toward the defensive side. And in the 90s now, I don't know that you could say that it leaned toward the defensive side. But I will say this. When we doctored up the defense in the 90s, when all of a sudden Charles Haley appeared, when all of a sudden Deion Sanders appeared, along with an all-star cast of top offensive talent, Aikman, Emmett, Novacek, and a really, really solid offensive line. And frankly, you could say, who are you describing here? But when we got to where we could slow them down, stop them real good in the 90s, I think that's when we started seeing the contender thing come into view, although we had the marquee names on the offensive side of the ball.
Have you let yourself get excited about this team yet?
Of course I have. Yes, I have. And I do know that it can happen to us. Will it? I don't know. But one of the things that happened to me that probably was the most productive, positive thing in my career is when I realized it could happen to me. And that went all the way back when I was a senior in college and we won the national championship. Up until that time, I thought that was something you read about or had somebody else's name on it. When I saw I could get to be a part of that, it changed my life.
Jerry Jones, the Hall of Famer, with us every Tuesday here on Sean and RJ. You always say you ain't got time to have a bad time. You're not 50 anymore. Does any of that play into an urgency window right now, or you try to remove that totally?
No, I'm conscious of it all the time. It's different than it was 10 years ago. That never crossed my mind 10 years ago that you might be running out of time. It does cross my mind now. And consequently, I think that, like you say, I don't have time to have a bad time. It's not on my schedule. And I think that is the thing. My schedule has tightened up, and I have a little less cruising time and a little more doing time.
Jerry, I get worried about Micah when I see him on the sidelines early in a game, early in a drive. Is he really banged up, or is this more of a maintenance thing since he's playing a lot more D-line?
Well, I don't know that I would point to either. I'm not worried about Micah in terms of apart from just generally worried about the health of the entire team. But I'm not worried about Micah's specific health. He's early in his career. He's, knock on wood, he doesn't have a major concern. And he's just getting better. And, of course, he's out there. His engine is running at such a high rate externally and internally. And so those are the kinds of things that are obvious. And that takes energy. That takes aggressiveness. But there's one thing about football. But usually the guy that's going the fastest wins the contest when you hit. And so the guy with the most power, the most oomph. Again, being very aggressive can be a deterrent against injury.
Jerry, we were all excited that you addressed the run defense with that Hankins deal. Chicago came in, they did what they did, lead the league in rushing. Are you concerned? Where are you with the run defense after even trading with the Raiders?
Oh, I think you can have trade-offs. We're a defense that I would call us a fast defense. And I think we've got more bulk in the middle, especially in our front guys, than we've had in the last few years. Everything is a trade-off. And I think if we're getting ourselves in position to get a few more turnovers doing that with speed or, let's say, being aggressive with a particular defense called, that may have left us a little compromised in a couple of spots. I think that's cricket. I like that. The turnovers, that should be the result of the way we're playing, and I think we're seeing that.
Jerry, if it's possible, besides Cooper Rush, what has most pleasantly surprised you about the first eight games? What did you not see coming besides Rush's performance, if it's possible to give another answer?
I like the way our young players, not a surprise, a pleasant thing to have happen is have Tyler Smith be the player he is and have Williams be the player he is and have some of these other draft picks play. And then I like our second-year players that have come on and I just like the way that the acquisitions over the last two or three years are contributing to this team. And I'm not going to say it's a surprise. It's just something that you didn't know how it would what the results would be until you see it.
Jerry Jones brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Do you have big bye week plans? Are you getting away for a little bit?
Yeah. When I call getting away, it's taking care of some things that don't have to be done right there at headquarters. And I've got a busy time of it. Not the beach, but it's just a real good time to get a lot of things done. It's obviously a time we're looking at potentially trading here. But we've got a lot going out there, and you need every minute, and this is the busiest time of the year. So it'll allow us to, and I'd planned on it. I'd planned on this period of time to get some other areas of my activity addressed.
Could you describe for us, Jerry, your Halloween costume that you decided to go with?
Well, you can start with a big cane it kind of was not helping me find the way, but helping me punch people with it that were in the way. And that was a lot of fun. That got more fun as the night went along.
Yeah.
And you can imagine. But obviously, certainly, because I have such a fondness for our officials, I wanted to be sure and honor them with a representation. So, we have official outfit or official shirts and hats and things like that because we invite officials, actual officials from high school and college in to monitor and officiate our practices. So equipment was readily available, and I had a big time. It was nighttime, so when you put the sunglasses on at nighttime, and you really can get like the officials are, and that's have a little hard time seeing sometimes.
Are you?
I want to be sensitive here. As you know, you can get criticized for this stuff real good, like a several hundred thousand dollar fine.
We were having this discussion before you came on. Are you a texter? Like, do you text? And if you do, are you an emoji user?
Well, I am a very limited texter. I can text. It is as limited as anybody you've ever talked to or met. I use it, but I'm speaking to it more than I do the actual testing.
Voice memo.
So are trades typically done, you know, are via the phone? Like, do you make phone calls, or are a lot of guys texting other GMs for offers?
I'd say both. Both. I wouldn't have you mix there. But obviously, there's a better way to you can communicate better today than you could 15, 20 years ago regarding that type activity. A lot of chumming going on can have a lot of people involved that are really just testing the water. And that's one of the issues is, who's robbing this train? You or Jesse? Remember the old joke. And so the bottom line is that you got to make sure you're talking to the right or getting the message to the decision maker.
Well, Jerry, we're all on the edge of our seat. We're excited for today. We'll see if something happens. And regardless, we are all pumped and thrilled over 6-2. Enjoy the bye week. Thank you for your time, as always.
Well, you said it well. Don't get too far out on the edge of that seat. I'm not. But if it comes, it'll come quick. But better chance of nothing happening than there is happening here.
But, Jerry, that's a business principle that you have? Like, you wait for someone to come to you in general versus you saying, I need this, I need to make a call to get it?
No. What it is I'm standing by the track, and when the train comes by, I've got ready to hit that caboose and not let it get by me. If you're not, you will miss the whole show. And so I can grab the caboose on this train today in the next few hours.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jerry. Enjoy the rest of your day and your week.
Thank you, guys.
Jerry Jones brought to you by Ford. Built for Texas. Built for you. What do you think? I always like asking him like those life questions. Jerry Jones would charge or command what money at a speaking event? How much money? Are you kidding me? Some of these guys get insane figures. So if Jerry Jones was going to stand up and teach you about business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.